If the living truths tells us what is true, the harmony code tells us how to live in response to that truth. The harmony code does not begin with commandments. It begins with alignment. If God is source, centers are method, and harmony is evidence, then the ethical life is simple. Place the right things at the center and create more harmony around you. From this, the code can be expressed through 8 principles. The 8 principles of harmonious living. Principle 1. Place love at the center. Love is the purest human center. When love is placed at the center of thought, speech, action, family, work, and society, it naturally creates more patience, kindness, honesty, compassion, and balance. To live by the code is to ask, am I acting from love or from fear, pride, anger, greed, or control? Love does not mean weakness. It means acting from the highest organizing force available to the human heart. Principle 2. Begin all things with purity. Every beginning is a seed, a thought, a conversation, a project, a relationship, a promise, a day. Each begins from a center. If the beginning is sincere, clean, truthful, and good, what grows from it has a greater chance of becoming beautiful and whole. To live by the code is to begin carefully. Begin with truth. Begin with kindness. Begin with a clean motive, and begin with the end in mind. Principle 3. Create more harmony than distortion. Every action changes the field around us. Some actions create balance, trust, clarity, and peace. Others create confusion, resentment, waste, division, and disorder. The ethical test is not merely, can I do this? It is, will this create more harmony or more distortion? The code asks us to reduce distortion wherever possible, in our relationships, homes, work, communities, and treatment of nature. Principle 4. Give as much or more than you take. Harmony depends on balance. In nature, life survives through exchange, reciprocity, and renewal. Human life should follow the same wisdom. When we take more than we give, from people, society, or the earth, imbalance grows. To live by the code is to practice right exchange. Take with gratitude, give with generosity, restore where you can, and leave things better than you found them. Principle 5. Choose paths with a heart. The destinations we choose shape the journeys we take. A path rooted in vanity, greed, status, or conquest will form one kind of life. A path rooted in love, meaning, service, beauty, and truth will form another. To live by the code is to choose destinations worthy of the soul. Before choosing, ask, does this path have a heart? Will it bring me closer to what is real, beautiful, loving, and good? Principle 6. Be truthful. Truth keeps the field clear. Truth creates direct lines between people. Falsehoods distort the field and create false roundabouts that create unnecessary inefficiency, frustration, and bad feelings. When we lie, manipulate, exaggerate, or hide what matters, relationships become tangled. Trust weakens. Energy is wasted. Harmony breaks. To live by the code is to honor truth as a sacred form of clarity. Speak honestly. Listen honestly. Correct mistakes honestly. And let truth keep the field clean. Principle 7. Care for nature as living scripture. Nature is not merely background. It is the clearest visible expression of the divine pattern. Forests, rivers, flowers, cells, stars, seasons, and living systems reveal centers, fields, renewal, balance, restraint, interdependence, and beauty. To live by the code is to treat nature with reverence. Observe it, learn from it, protect it, consume less, restore more, and let nature teach you how to live. Principle 8. Take one step closer each day. The code is not about perfection. It is about direction. Each day gives us one chance to move closer to source, soul, love, and harmony. One kinder word, one cleaner choice, one act of restraint, one moment of gratitude, one return to center. To live by the code is to keep walking, one thought closer, one action closer, one relationship closer, one day closer to the heart of all things.